in the contrast that you live, you set forth these rockets of desires that accumulate into this vibrational escrow, meaning it's yours, it is encoded with all that you are, and it's being tended for you, for the physical you, by the broader non-physical being that is you, that which truly is source. And we like this feeling of this vortex. We can feel that as we demonstrate it, that more of you are coming to a clear understanding, even though there are things that from non-physical that you just cannot explain with physical words. As you get your thoughts around this vortex, and then you said just now, you like the idea of the feeling of the energy and enthusiasm of that vortex, and you also like the feeling of the calm in the center. So we want to explain to you that what you personally experienced yesterday, as we were merely beginning to talk about the raising of vibration, we want to say to all of you that when we say we're going to goose up the energy, what we mean is we're going to focus in a way that is so precise that those who are somewhere in the vicinity of that which we are focusing, if you will allow it, which means if you are in the vicinity of it, because they mean one and the same, if you are in the vicinity of a vibration, law of attraction is going to make sure that you allow it. In other words, it's not like you could be in the vibrational proximity and not allow it. If you're in the vibrational proximity of something, it's going to be. Now, just to give you a little bit of a basis of where your question is going to take us, we've been saying for a while that if you have a strong desire for something and your belief is not up to speed with your desire, if your desire is very, 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 very strong, that desire can overcome that belief. Now, why would that be? Well, if your desire is strong, you're thinking about it more. And even if you're thinking about it from a position of not having it, you have a strong desire, but it's not happening. You have a strong desire, but it's not happening. Every time you look at the opposite end of the stick of something that you want, you launch another rocket. So the desire gets stronger and stronger, even if you are not focused in a way that is about what you want. You can be focused on the absence of what you want and make your desire stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So let's say that you are like many people. You're sitting in a gathering like this, and you have achieved whatever level of allowing you've achieved, which means you are in whatever proximity to the source within you that you are. But then you sit and you listen to us ramble on and on for a few hours, and the more you listen and the more you want to understand, the more you relax into the vibration that is closer to who you are. And so without even knowing it, you're letting your resistance fall away and you're coming closer to who you really are. And then when we project the thought and cause the energy to be more emphasized, we have to put this here. It is not necessary for you or us or anyone to goose up energy. It is not necessary for there to be a focusing of an energy, because there is an energy and you have a vortex and you don't need someone else to goose up the energy. But all that happens in a forum like this or in any conversation is that as we speak together and focus, the energy that is always there is more concentrated. It's sort of like the difference between light and laser beam. It's still the same light, it's just concentrated. You get a sense of what we're talking about?
Yes.
So as we were visiting with you and you were in your normal state of wanting and allowing and you listened, you just got closer and closer and closer to the edge of that swirling energy, and closer and closer and closer to the edge of that swirling energy. And when we said, or when our friend asked, what about goosing up the energy, and we gave a brief explanation about what that was, that moved you in close enough into the stream that the stream took you. The stream took you, as it always will when you get in the vicinity of it. That's why we want to say to you, we don't want this to be something that you're thinking so hard about. We just want you to care about how you feel. You would be better off to go to a football game if it pleases you than to some lecture like this in order to intellectually stimulate and understand things. Anything your life is causing you to want, do the things in life that now cause you to allow what you want, which means do the things that chill you out, do the things that make you feel good. Take the cruises, lie on the beach, float in the water, get the massage, get someone to scratch your back. Do the things that feel good to you as often as you can, so that you allow yourself proximity to what's already